Welcome to Mr. and Mrs. Josh Cribs podcast show, everyone.
No, what? Why would you even start off like that?
Because it's Mr. and Mrs.
No, Cribs. It's not.
So Mr. and Mrs. Josh Cribs, I'm sorry.
So I'm just sitting here like...
You're the Mrs.
I'm here, but I'm not here?
No, you're Mrs. When
but
I say
Mr.
But
you got to say your whole name. Why can't you just say, welcome to the Josh Cribs and Maria Cribs show?
Well, because you know how when they get married and at the reception, they say, introducing the Josh, Mr. and Mrs. Josh Cribs.
But we not at a wedding. We right here doing a podcast. Yeah. I feel like, so I should have my name in the podcast.
Welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Josh and Maria Cribs podcast show, everyone.
No, I wanted to say, hello, listeners. Welcome to the Maria Cribs podcast with Josh.
Listen, when you become one... married, when the man chooses to get down on one knee, you make a choice at that point that you deem him worthy enough to give up your name to carry his last name. That's the whole point.
Look, the men submit
first in the beginning, and then you deem us worthy enough to carry our last name, which you've done.
So I'm just irrelevant forever.
Definitely not irrelevant. It's my job to make you seem.
I felt some type of way when you didn't say, welcome to the Josh and Maria show. Or it's the Mr. and Mrs. Josh Cribs show.
Welcome to the Maria Cribs show.
With Josh. That got a nice ring to it. It's like, it's my show. And then you're just like, here.
So now I'm minimized.
I just feel like that's some old caveman prehistoric way of thinking, like, oh, I'm the man, I'm first, and you took my name, so from now on, everybody's just going to know you by my name. No, I am a person, and we're not talking about
legal papers
or nothing. We're talking about a podcast title, and I feel like my name should be on the podcast title. What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. Would you have a problem with it being the Maria Cribs and Josh show? Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Mrs. and Mr. Maria Cribs show.
I'm cool with that.
Does that make you feel less of a man because the woman is first?
Definitely does not.
So then, let's keep it that way.
We could just say the Josh and Maria Cribs show.
The Josh and Maria. I mean, but you didn't start.
Because you didn't get down on one knee.
But
I did.
The problem is, but we're not talking about marriage right here on the podcast
but
title.
We're married.
And the problem is, you know, I feel some kind of way because you didn't start it off right. You didn't try to start off putting me as your equal. You wanted to be like, oh, let me shine. Let me go ahead and be the one all up in the spotlight. No, I'm here too, darn it. I have a mic too. I have a voice too.
So me putting you as my equal would have to mix how you're saying it. I'll have to mix the letters of our name and say, welcome to the show.
This is the problem. That's why we're here. Listeners, this is why we're here, because we are husband and wife. We have been married for 15 years. And I'm sure, like
it's
most
been that
you,
long?
We don't. Yeah, tell me about it. I think I should be up for parole here sometime soon.
That's my line.
But we don't agree on anything. I'm like, well, how have we lasted this long? And we don't agree on much.
I think we sometimes agree to disagree.
We can't even agree about the title of the podcast, Josh. Come on.
That wasn't even the topic. We didn't even get to the topic.
We didn't even get to our real topic because he already done messed up with how he want to put his name on the show.
Let us pray.
It's like somebody show up to an event that says on the marquee outside, it says Josh Cribs will be here tonight. And then I come on stage too. And they're like, well, who the heck is that?
We're the opening act.
Special guest. Let's get to the real reason why we're here today. All right. Let me tell you.
Yeah, let's do that.
I have a thing for reality TV. All right.
Like
I'm not
a lot
proud
of women.
Like a lot of women, exactly. Oh, no. Wait a minute.
Unfortunately.
Because last night you tried to say I was an only woman. I mean, I don't know what women be watching this stuff. Okay, so I like to watch my little reality TV shows. And I like to go up in my room. I like to luxuriate. I like to sit under the covers. And
she's setting the mood for the story.
Yes, you know, I don't let my kids come in. I don't let them watch that.
Oh my God. You're starting off with excuses.
No, I'm just trying to let the listeners know. I'm not proud that I watch, you know, reality TV, but I do. So when I'm up in my room, you know, having some me time, watching my shows, because it's entertainment at the end of the day.
That's the end. You said I'm not proud.
All I see,
let you know that it's not right.
Is some big square head dude in right in front of the TV talking about, oh, I can't believe you watched it. You watched it.
Definitely
this again.
I do not.
Yes, you did.
I fundamentally believe that you can't watch reality TV like that when they demean each other if you can't help yourself or control the fact that that's the way you act or it influences the way you talk to your spouse or significant other. As soon as the show ends, I hear it from you in the same manner that I was hearing it on TV. I hear the TV, oh, yeah, da, 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 and then you it goes off. And then you, yeah, Josh, why you mad? I'm like, oh my gosh,
so
it's identical.
You trying to say that I'm that dumb to where what I watch on TV.
No, it's influential.
I reenact in our home.
Definitely reenact the way they talk.
Okay, so I like.
Yes, honey.
Yes, yes, yes. You better work it, girl. Yes.
See, and they
hey,
say
daddy.
Those exact things. They
okay,
say those exact
but
things.
Josh, I mean, I watched Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. I watched the Housewives of the Basketball Wives of L.A. They're on there talking about screwing people's husbands and who they messed
with thing is,
10 years ago. And then they got that one dude on the one, the Love and Hip Hop. He got like two girlfriends and then he done messed up Rashida's in their marriage. I mean, I could really feel you in, Josh. But you cannot say that any of my friends, that we talk about anything like that. Like, I'm in my house, deciding what businesses we're going to invest in. And,
correct.
You know, what businesses we're going to launch and what the next moves we're making. I'm not up in here. That's not what I talk about every day.
Okay, you have to differentiate. What I'm saying is you have to differentiate reality TV show, which is scripted, from real life. You can't bring that reality TV show in your marriage. When the show cuts off, you have to cut off with
what
it.
What I'm
the
saying
whole
is
act.
I don't. So I watch reality TV, but you watch Walking Dead.
Correct.
Do you? Is that any more, of an impact on somebody? That's not positive. If we're gonna write down a sheet of paper, the list. If it says good TV and bad TV, TV that's good for you, TV that's bad for you. Wouldn't they both be on the same side?
I'm not trying to eat your brains when The Walking Dead goes off.
But how is it uplifting and influential and causing you to...
There's no criteria to watch TV. It doesn't have to be inspirational, uplifting. I'm saying if you cannot differentiate what you see on TV and how you react after it goes off, that's called parasocial relationships. I learned that in school at Kent State. Communication degree. Thank you.
Use all them big words if you want
no,
to.
No, it's not. It's being identifying too much with the characters on TV.
And what I'm telling you, are you crazy? What I'm telling you is I don't do
truth.
That.
I don't try to eat your brains.
And I don't be talking about,
so Walking Dead is
such
not
such a husband that had a baby, Josh. We can't be doing that. We got to go down
nope.
there. No, that's
you
not.
You don't say, Josh, you had a baby. But you do talk in that manner, in that style. Josh, you had to do this. You took my fork. You did this and that. You just ain't have to take my fork.
And you control me. I keep telling you, please do not touch the food on my plate. When I make dinner, I make everyone's plate. And if for some reason, when you come in there to get your plate, you want to sip off of mine first. I keep saying, that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. All I'm saying is, like I said, back to my list. If we had a list of good TV and bad TV.
All your shows will be on it.
You watch Scandal.
But it's not reality TV based.
But it's still what you put in your spirit. So you watching a woman cheat with the president and he's married. And then she's sleeping with
president,
all these other people.
She's sleeping
with two men at one time. That's not good to put in your spirit.
If you cheating with Barack. Take one for the family. Secure the
it's
family.
It's not about
at least.
Cheating with the president. Jesus. It's about cheating, period. It's glorifying
if my
cheating.
Wife,
and,
listen.
Oh, I was
if
I'm
my
so
wife
miserable
cheats
in my marriage.
With the president,
but my mistress makes me so happy. That's not a good influence. If your wife cheats with the president.
If my wife cheats with the president, I'm going to have to take one for the team. Hey, babe,
oh,
man,
gosh,
bring me home a lunch somewhere. Or something from the White House. Give me a pass to walk on the lawn.
I really don't like when you judge me when I watch my shows. I can come in there and be like, really, Josh? You watch the Family Guy?
I guess all
even
I'm
Family
saying.
Family Guy is a cartoon.
Not Family Guy. I don't
watch
it anymore.
Since when? Yesterday?
Because I wanted to make a pact with you. I said, if I stop watching Family Guy and American Dad, you stop watching yours. I stopped.
No,
you didn't.
No.
You couldn't control yourself.
We didn't shake on
I
that.
I came in the room.
Just because you proposed it don't mean that it's going to... I agreed to it. I'm like, that's good. That's good, Josh, that you're not going to watch Family Guy and American Dad anymore. But that's still not positive. It's not a Family Guy. Don't the guy, he hates his wife, don't he?
I'm not sure.
And then
sure
that mad
that.
Little dog and that Stewie little baby. Like, that's not positive TV. I don't
you
care.
You know what? You're bringing it to positivity and inspiration again. It's not about what you're watching. It's about being able to differentiate that in your personal life and not carrying the two and mixing them into one. I don't want a housewife from Atlanta in my household.
And you don't
I want
have
you to
that.
Differentiate that. I don't want, and that's what I mean. And all husbands don't want to see an Atlanta housewife, you know, influence or possess their wife.
This
they just want
so
their
crazy
wife.
Crazy that y'all think that we are so dumb that
not dumb
we
influence
watch this
you,
and then we act just like these people on these shows. And I can't believe you said
you
that.
Just said what you put in your spirit. And that's what you put in your spirit. Some of us are not able to handle watching that. And then, because you might look up to some of these women. You might be empowered,
sure you
which
know
is not
girls
wrong.
And you,
I'm not
you
looking can, up to The Walking Dead,
I'm
to
sure
Rick.
You know the type of women that...
Rick made some bad moves
on
The Walking
on the
Dead.
That had the same mindset as the women on my reality shows. And I'm not one of them. And I'm not going to sit here and let you
I
say...
Might,
that I reenact those shows in my home.
Listen,
now, you know, I, don't
I
know.
Might look up to Negan on The Walking Dead because he's Negan. Running things right now. But and I might love Khaleesi. I might be a you know off the Game of Thrones. I'm a big fan, but I leave it there. I don't bring it in the household. I'm not trying to ride you like a dragon on Game of Thrones. I leave it there. I don't want to eat your brains.
And I do not reenact how those ladies.
So as a rule, what
that.
Would you say? You
what,
know
what I'm trying to say on this on to our listeners is, husbands, if you're out there, stop judging your wives for what they watch on TV or your girls for what they watch on TV. It's entertainment. I mean, you know your spouse. You know if okay, her spirit too weak to be watching stuff like this because she's gonna be up here, you know, hacking into my DM trying to see who DMing me because a girl on TV done just put her onto that. You know your woman. I'm not the kind of woman that's going to watch something on TV and then reenact it in my home. But y'all do y'all's things too. Y'all have y'all shows and things that y'all watch. Don't judge a person by what they're watching on TV. Now, hold on. Let me just clarify. Wouldn't you say I watch more Joe Osteen and Joseph Prince and Joyce Myers and Creflo Dollar and Pastor Vernon than
yes.
I do? Okay, so then what's wrong? Is everything
let
in
me
balance.
Explain.
Everything in moderation.
Let me explain. We all learn in school a positive and a minus equals a minus. When you're doing math, if you have a positive and you have a minus, the object, the action is to subtract.
So
if
a
I have
negative
an eight,
and a negative is
minus
a positive, right?
An 8, which is a positive, minus an 8 is a 0. So a positive plus a minus equals a minus. You subtract. So positive, just like you said, positive. So my
ladies
message to the wives out there, to the spouses, the significant others, you know, don't, you know, ease up on
he
the
knows how
on
to
the
add
men.
TV shows.
Right. See, all I'm
for
saying
anyone
is
out there who thought that Joshua Cribbs was just a jock and didn't have any intelligence, he is showing
wrong.
You today. He knows
I have a lot of
that
intelligence. Plus, look at you can't
that
repeat
trashy
it.
TV plus positive TV is.
It's a minus. It's trashy. You can't watch, you know, gospel and this and then watch trash and expect you to be balanced. There is no balanced equation. It's only a minus.
So you just
some
want
people
to
can
just
handle
read the Bible
it. Some people
day.
Can't. No, it's mm-hmm. just being able to differentiate. This is not about, you know, having a balance or not. It's the influence that you have.
I understand.
Being able to control that influence and turn it off. All right, the show is off. Bam, I ain't
you
gonna act
tripping.
Like that. I
love
my
not,
husband. He's
I
not.
Do. I'm sorry.
I'm not gonna check his
I
DMs.
I think because I watch those shows, you think that when I fuss at you, I'm getting it from those shows.
No.
I've been fussing
you
at you for
like
the last 15, 16 years, y'all.
Correct.
Stop.
Correct.
Okay, so it didn't have nothing to do with those shows. Stop it.
So I'm gonna try and wrap this up before
yeah,
I get into
up.
An argument.
See, as
but...
you see, we can't agree on anything. And listeners, I hope that you can feel my pain and, you know.
Oh,
just...
let me break out the violin.
I can't watch no TV in my house without being judged, Lord. Oh, my God. But if you or your spouse can agree with what we or understand what we're talking about today, we would love to hear from you. We're starting this podcast because we just think we're hilarious and the issues that we go through are hilarious. And we know there are couples out there that are going through the same thing. We want to be able to share our experiences.
So comment via Instagram. My wife is on Facebook and every other avenue.
What's your IG, babe?
Josh Crib 16. Holla at us. Give us some topics. We'll talk about it whenever you need us.
And we'll talk to you next time. Have a wonderful day.
Peace.